This morning, we are going to talk about an event that gets its summer-long run started here this evening. Produce in the Park here in Atlantic gets going this evening. Emily Kringle is one of those who helps to coordinate, organize, schedule. There are lots of things to do to get Produce in the Park ready.
Yes, Jim. It's a team effort, a huge team. Probably the three main players of the team are LaVon Eblen, Susan Retz, and myself. And we try to help coordinate the dates, hours, activities, vendors, but we do get a huge input from the vendors. The vendors are kind of the owners. They kind of help us set the rules. So that's great.
Farmers markets have been going on for a long time. Specifically, Produce in the Park has been going on now for how many years?
This is, I believe, our third official, the way we're doing it now. Mm-hmm. But we kind of played with it for a couple years before then. We wanted to make it a farmer's market in conjunction with a community event. So we are so fortunate in Cass County. We have several farmer's markets, as Iowa has a lot of farmer's markets. And so this is a farmer's market, but it's also in conjunction with a community event.
Safe to say that it's not exactly the same now as it was the first time you tried it?
It isn't. We've learned a lot. From the very beginning, we did a great job getting our vendors there, but to promote it to our customers is the biggest thing. And of course, being a dietitian, I want to promote the fresh fruits and vegetables. But to get people there to buy those, we've added these other things. So we have educational events. We try to have something for the children every week, visiting chef or somebody promoting some kind of a food. They either demonstrate it or show it off, trying to use some of the local produce, entertainment. So we've just tried to add a lot of different things. I think as we're speaking right now, we have 17 vendors for tonight.
Very good. Of course, it varies throughout the course of the season because, well, the produce is ready at different times.
Exactly. The vendors are very good. Most of them come every time. We run 4:30 to 6:30, and our guidelines are that everybody is there from 4:30 to 6:30.
So you know if you show up during that time, you're going to find what you were looking for, as long as they haven't sold out.
Sold out, or that it's not too early or late for that product. You know, people will come, I am positive, tonight and say, I want sweet corn. Well, in Iowa, raised Iowa sweet corn is not going to be available June 1st.
No. Talk to us about 5 weeks from now or so.
Yes.
We'll see how that flies.
Yes. So,
well, let's talk about some of the highlights. What will folks see that are things that they should not miss for this evening's first event?
I know we have local music entertainment, some singing. We have several children's activities. The library is going to be there every time, so they will have some things to show off. We have a couple new craft vendors. I believe tonight there will be locally tapped maple syrup. Hmm. Is that the right term, would
sure,
you say?
Sure, I'll go with that.
And so that's a new thing. We've never had that. So that will be very interesting. Should have rhubarb, greens, radishes, asparagus for sure as produce. Maybe I should not say for sure, but those are very likely to have tonight.
Yeah, those are the things that are probably going to be ready at this particular time to be able for be there for folks to enjoy.
Yes, yes.
You get a lot of support also from some other types of vendors too, because some folks use it to feed the kids or whatever that evening too, so
right.
They don't have to heat up the kitchen.
Right. We have ready-to-eat food vendors.
Right.
And we are very fortunate to have that because that brings more people too. Hy-Vee will be there with their grill. We have stone-fired pizza, which is a big hit. They will not be there every time, but they will be there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the Knights of Columbus are great supporters. They are there every time. A big team preparing bratwurst, sauerkraut, and heckling the people in the audience. But that's great support to have that. And then it brings more people, too. So that's great. And I think we may have some other food vendors. So that's Okay. We also are so fortunate that the Chamber has, it's been a joint effort, mm-hmm. and they really help support this with advertising. We also have some businesses that are monthly supporters. So working for the hospital, the Cass County Health System is a sponsor in September. Mm-hmm. So I believe Wells Fargo is this month. So we have several different business supporters, which is great.
Hoping to keep the ball rolling forward.
You bet. It's just a joint effort.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and we know that we talked about the vegetables, the fresh fruits and vegetables and things. Of course, those will be different each time. But the crafting vendors, you have those, some of those other vendors there, too, that you kind of touched on. Are there guidelines for them? Do they have to be locally produced
items? Yes. You can't order them from a mail house. And, you know, that gets a little loose sometimes, but yes, it isn't where you went to some trinket shop someplace and are reselling. It has to be a locally made craft. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to have some wood carvings. We have a lot of specialty soaps, a lot of soap, locally made soaps. One of our vendors has goats. She uses the goat milk to make goat soap. And so it's definitely local.
There are a lot of creative ideas out there that really aren't new ideas. They're just things from the past that we are starting up again now to keep it truly Iowan.
It is. It is kind of a recirculating. And for some people, they don't even know that that's,
yeah.
No, they think it's brand new. So
that's okay.
Yeah. We have, you know, like we have a, you know, loomed rugs that have been there every time. So, you know, my grandmother used to make rugs. They last forever. So, you know, things like that, that's great.
Made with care and love.
You bet. You bet.
I want to talk about the kids. This is a family event. You're encouraged to bring the children out, too. It's an educational experience maybe for them because you can teach them how to pick and choose the different fruits and vegetables. But do you have things to keep them occupied?
Yes. Yes. Several things. And it depends on the children and the ages. But we almost always have an activity. Mm-hmm. And it could be bags. It could be a crafting thing. It could be stamping with cut up fruits and vegetables where they stamp on things. They like to try the food from the chefs. Also, last year, I believe was the first year, we did the scavenger hunt, which is promoted by Farm to School. And so it's a little hunt that the kids go from vendor to vendor to see what they have. It's kind of complicated, but last year we had the most participation of any farmers market in the state, and part of that was we had Dwayne McFadden there every week helping the kids or promoting it with the kids to do that. So
I'm sure as a dietitian that's important to you, is to do whatever you can to kind of, pardon the pun here, plant that seed early with the youngsters, teaching them all about healthy eating, healthy choices, those types of things.
It's fun to see the kids go pick out something, and then I hope they take it home and figure out what to do with it. But and there are some that are just very good. We've also had, and we've been very fortunate, we've had some young entrepreneur vendors that were young middle school age kids that were our vendors. So that's been a good little activity also.
Absolutely.
We also do get some support, like I said, from the chamber and the community funding network that helps us with a little money to, mm-hmm. to use, mostly to promote it. So we know that people will come and learn about it. It's we'd spend a lot of time learning, figuring out how to promote produce in the park. So, Jim, thank you for helping promote that.
Well, no matter why you come there in the first place, whether it's the fresh fruits and vegetables, the entertainment, the food that's readily available there, the activities for the kids, just the social atmosphere of it, too. You know, you go to the grocery store, you're in a hurry, you're wandering through, you run into some folks you know, and you end up talking longer than you want to and whatever. That's what you're encouraging here. Have
fun. Exactly. One thing, I think it was last year, we had a couple very warm Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
But it is amazing in the city park there, not on concrete. It's often 10 degrees cooler. It's it doesn't seem so overbearing. Now, setting up, sometimes it's kind of warm, but it's really been amazing that even though it seemed very warm that day and there's shade, very few of our vendors have tents because it's so shady there in the city park. And again, Park and Recs and the city park, it's so great that we can use that.
Yep.
It works perfect.
And a small pavilion there with some seating near the facilities there too. So, you know, in case you need a little bit of shade, some place to light for a bit, no problem. But as you said, lots of tree shade
in
that park.
And then they've done that little kind of remulching around all the trees. So it should be a lovely setting tonight.
Excellent. Atlantic City Park, 4:30 to 6:30.
Correct.
This evening and every Thursday evening.
Through mid-September.
Yeah, throughout the entire season.
Yes,
so
yes.
Should be a lot of fun. A lot of folks put a lot of time and effort into that. So make a little time and effort to get down and enjoy some of that. You never know. You might find something that you haven't tried before. And if you're not sure, I guess you could always probably ask, too. Sometimes they have some recipes and some hints on how to prepare some of those.
Exactly. In fact, some of our vendors do that. So that's great. They've learned how to market their product.
That's all part of the game, you bet. Yeah. Play it the right way. Very
yes,
good.
Yes.
Well, Emily, thanks so much for coming in. And thanks for what you and the rest of the crew do.
It's a labor of love. Thank you.